James Duffy in studio.
I received an inflammatory text this morning at 10:13 a.m. suggesting that I have been mailing it in all week. Hard with nine R's.
Was that from somebody in the studio?
That was from Jeff O'Neill.
And then he made me feel bad. He's like, well...
I laid out my week to him.
I was in Hamilton. I did CFL stuff. I did this. I did a pod. It was like insider
trading.
The pod was
a little bit much.
Yeah, that's
I drove my kids to school.
By the way, sometimes you call me when I'm on the pod or you're on the pod.
Right.
You're sponsored by Untuck It?
Yes.
I want five shirts or don't even ever call me again.
Five?
Yeah.
The offer that I got was three for me and one for the other members of the pod. So maybe I'll get rid of theirs?
All of them, and I'll take all five.
They're very good-looking shirts. Scotty Macrock.
You're telling me they can't do five?
I'll talk to the people. We've been giving them some extra plugs. Lester wrote a song for them. I think I'll see what I can do.
Why would you start there? Turks and Caicos.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you start there?
Start with a free trip to Turks and Caicos on Duffy.
That was another one of his famous. He's called into the pod. He doesn't know we're doing the pod, right? So I just put him on speakerphone, and he's like, "Hey, I won't use some of the terminology he used. That right guy in Turks and Caicos that hooks you up. Set me up. I want to be set up." I'm like, "What are you thinking?" He goes, "What do you think of a couple's trip?" I'm like, no, that's not happening between me and my wife and you and your girl. That's not happening. No, that would be a reality show.
That would be outstanding. Mix in Bobby Mack and Mrs. Mack. That'd be great. The whole panel. You guys should travel.
It would be like the reboot of Melrose Place, but Gansevoort Turks, and we all live there.
Right.
It'd be amazing.
That would be cool.
And Heather Locklear is a special guest star.
I don't know if we can go there anymore.
What's her story? She's a TMZ superstar now, isn't she? She shows up a lot.
She had one bad mugshot.
No, she had one. She's had multiple incidents.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think she's been arrested. Like, Pamela Anderson's in a rough spot, too. Like, some of the heroes of the 90s, some of our favorites of the 90s.
I think that it often doesn't end well if they're just, like, just sex symbols, right? Although Heather Locklear could act a little bit, I suppose. But
you know what? How hard is it in that lifestyle? It's like, I just watched the Queen movie, which was a great...
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
And it's like that lifestyle, man. It's like, you're running, you're gunning, it's like late nights, it's a party every night, and then it's like, oh, you got to do a film and a radio interview, and you're taking stuff. It's just like...
You wonder that things don't happen more often.
You're right.
Right? That guys don't get caught completely.
Well, let's not kid ourselves. There's a lot of people in that Hollywood lifestyle that are up to no good.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Hollywood, man, it can run you down.
Yeah.
After a while, it can run you down.
West Coast hockey all week long.
Yeah, exactly. It's a perfect segue. If the Leafs win tonight, first overall in the NHL.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean anything in mid-November to you, or what?
Ask him the question. When we're in Vegas in February, Jerry's percentage, they're still in first.
I'm going to give it a solid 30, and I think that's a large percentage, really, when you consider all the other good teams in the National Hockey League.
Yeah, but when you say that, James, who are they for you?
What do you mean? Who are the Leafs?
No, the other scary teams in the league. Like we were saying, like
no, not scary, but okay. Like
doesn't
Tampa
it seem like
they...
this year there's more negative than positive? I got to be thinking if you're a team like Tampa's already loaded as it is, but if you're a team that's like Toronto, wouldn't you want to make
Winnipeg will get it together? I still think Winnipeg and Nashville. If I were to like, let's say if it was a free for all, what were those wrestling ones when they put everybody in the same
the Royal ring? Rumble?
Yeah, if it was a Royal Rumble, I still like Nashville and Winnipeg. And I think the Leafs are just below that with, you know, Tampa, Boston, and a few others. I guess Minnesota now, that feels weird to say.
Yeah. I said Tampa, Toronto, Winnipeg, Nashville.
Sorry, Washington, too. I think even though they're off to a slow start.
Yeah, you got to give them credit. I mean, Pittsburgh's scaring me a little bit.
Yeah.
They're off to a bad start, but they still have that talent. And if Murray can get healthy and perform and play well, you'd think that they could figure it out. I think San Jose's got a shot at putting themselves in that category. Mm-hmm. Nobody else in that division. Nobody else in the Central.
Division's a bit like, isn't that something how that's become a bit of a tire fire? And how the trips west, you remember, it's not like it's 3 or 4 years ago We were sitting here going, that is Death Valley to go to play San Jose, Anaheim, and L.A. Maybe 5 years ago, right? Play those 3 and 4 nights, and you're going...
Yeah, L.A. would beat the hell out of you. Then Anaheim would punch you in the face, and then you'd go to San Jose, and they'd score 8 goals.
Yeah, like, they were all big and scary teams, and now, I bet if the Leafs go 3-0 through here, I think they're maybe Tampa was the only one who did it last year, but I wouldn't be shocked if there are a few more that do it. San Jose's put a little, is still a good hockey team, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's 2 or 3 teams that go through there and go sweep it.
Well, Matt sent a text in earlier. He said he went to California back in 2015 to follow the Leafs on their trip.
Mm-hmm.
They went 0-3 and Roman Polak scored their only goal. Said, what a great trip.
Because like, it sounds like that's one when you're
their
with the boys.
Only goal?
Yeah, yes. I don't remember that, but that doesn't surprise me.
Oh, yeah. You're having beers and you go, that would be an awesome trip to go to Cali with the Leafs. And
I think they can pick up points.
You just come back so beaten, depressed.
God, they're awful. I knew they were awful. And then you're like, yeah.
You're out 5K probably, something like that,
I
for
knew
a trip
they were
like
terrible.
That.
Although it would be a cool trip. That, like, California speaks for itself.
Pretty safe bet on any Leafs road trip this year that you're going to get some pretty good entertainment. They might not be guaranteed victory, but
well, you look at the numbers they're putting up on the road. I just saw stats center.
They're first in the league, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
9-1, is it, or something?
They have scored more goals. I just saw Stats Center posted something here on Twitter. I believe more road goals per game. Mm-hmm. Here it is. Toronto's 8-1 on the road with 43 goals, and over the last 25 seasons, the only team to score more through their first 9 road games was the 05-06 Ottawa Senators. Which is such a random stat, but still.
Well, that was really good. That was the good Senators, Alfie, Heatley, Spezza teams right the year before they went to the Cup final.
Right.
So that does make some sense, but that's 5.5 per right now for the Leafs. That's impressive.
That's a lot of goals.
Yeah.
And, you know, last night I thought they played really well.
Yeah.
But Freddie Anderson did what he was supposed to do, but they're getting depth scoring now. And Kapanen has stepped in without Nylander. Nylander hasn't played a game.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Matthews has been out for 3 weeks, and they have a chance to be first overall tonight. I mean, this is a legit team that's really rocking right now.
Do you think, you know how fans are swayed so much by where your team is in the now, do you think if you pulled just the average Leaf fan today, would you rather have Nylander back, or would you rather have him traded, not knowing what
you're
going to get?
I want something to happen, Jimmy, right now.
No, I'm so sick of it, too. Insider. Thank goodness Gino had filled in on insider trading this week, because if I had to look over at LeBron and Mac and Dregs and say, the latest, I might have thrown up in my mouth a little bit.
So anyway, what's your hypothetical?
Oh, I was just going to say, if you ask a Leaf fan, do you want him back right now, or do you want... You know, let's make a deal, door number 2, whatever you think you're going to get in a trade for him. I'm wondering if the majority would say the trade now.
I think they're all sick of it, too, and they're thinking, you know what? Have a drop-dead date where it's like, I know there is one for him not to play this year, but it's like, if you can't help the team's rolling right now, then get the best asset you can.
Does he get, and again, we've all been through this. You don't blame a guy for trying to get the money. We don't quite understand it, I don't think, because... We've assessed that his value is kind of around what the Leafs were offering him. But do you think he gets booed if he signs the first game back?
I think he might.
It wouldn't shock me if a couple of people booed.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll get some cheers.
Not arousing.
No, I don't think it'll be a majority.
Don't
I think a majority
yourself.
Will cheer.
He will put himself under the gun because you know what people are like. Oh, you want the money? Let's see what you got out there. And everyone has that kind of slow start coming out of a holdout. And then they'll be like, okay, bud.
Well, I can say this. If he gets traded, he'll be the most hated Leaf in a long time. Former Leaf. More so than Phaneuf, more so than Kessel. Because
no question.
I think
because he had a chance to hop on the gravy train.
Exactly. And... Drafted, developed here, really good team. Look what you're missing. And you know the numbers are going to leak. If they end up trading him, the Leafs, who never leak anything, will leak. Hey, we offered him 6 years, 6.5. Right. He wouldn't take it. You know, and people are going to be like, how could he not take that? Why did he not want to stay here? Even if it's deeper than that, it's about business, whatever. Fans are going to take it personally.
Yeah.
And if he ends up getting traded, he will be despised.
Just sorry, when we mentioned booze there, I thought of something I wanted to share with you guys that I'd forgotten at the Hall of Fame Monday night. So after the ceremony itself, which lasts forever, Jerry, by the way, broke the record by Mark Messier of the longest ever speech by about 30 seconds.
I heard. It's like 24 minutes, wasn't it?
What do you do for TV?
25 and a half.
25 and a half.
We know going in that it is what it is. And
you're just allowed to go whenever?
At that luncheon, it was hilarious. I sat at the I sit at the table with them, right? So you're right next to me at that other table telling me to hurry the thing along. And there's Bettman and Daly and Lanny McDonald, who's the chair of the Hall of Fame, is there. And Lanny is trying to be joking with Gary, but saying, you got to shorten your speech. Saying, I can't do Lanny, but Gary, if you could just, what do you think you got there, 6, 7 minutes or 8? And Gary's like, Lanny, it's I'll be fine. It's 12, maybe 12, maybe 13. And Lanny's like, what do you think if you trim it down to maybe 8 or 7? Like,
but this is day of.
They're told, yeah, this is day of. Yeah, they're told they have 5 minutes. So then Gary's guy comes backstage, Gary's guy, with his speech. It's in a binder. He says, I need to place this binder on the podium during the commercial break. So I said,
put it on two pieces of paper?
The binder has the speech in it. 37 pages.
Oh, get out of town.
It was 37 pages.
In what world is that maybe 12 minutes?
No. Like, he's blatantly lying. When I say 37, the font was, you know, somewhat sizable. Like, it wasn't like reading a book, but maybe half of that. 37 pages. So anyway, the point I was getting at, Jerry gets a very large ovation because that was his crowd. It's the Lou Lamarillos and Brian Burks and Larry Tannenbaums.
Of course. And they do love him, to be fair.
But afterwards, everyone proceeds downstairs. They have to sign the book. And so all the people that, now this is where just the people are, who got the tickets to the Hall of Fame from somebody who knew, and they've been drinking for 3 hours watching the ceremony. And they all crowd downstairs.
Oh, yeah, they got bagpipes.
And then we bring in all the Hall of Famers and they sign the book. And they're hammered, and they're right up to the, like, almost the stage. Like, there's people 3 feet in front of my face as I introduce all the Hall of Famers. And so I was really curious about this one. So I'm like, and your new Hall of Famer, Gary Bettman. And it wasn't like the arenas at the drafts. It was probably half and half. But there was like 3 people right in front of me. And he walks up, and they're booing. They're as far as you and I are apart right now. Boo! Right in his face.
Committed.
The guy just got to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The dedication to not liking him was something I'd never seen before.
I mean, it's tough to boo someone to their face.
Right to their face, yeah, as they've been inducted. Yeah. I thought this was the one night that maybe he'll get. And, for, you know, most part was like,
yeah,
reluctant applause sort of things. But these three guys were just
just oil.
And I try not to laugh.
How can you not, though? Like, booing is just naturally a gutless act because you're up in the rafters and no one can pinpoint who's doing it. Generally, you're just following the leader, whoever started the whole thing. So in a way, I actually salute them for having the stones.
Right. And I'll say this, right, you know, the fact face. That, you know, he's never talked about it publicly before. The fact that he talked about it in his speech and I think he's comfortable with it now, and he can make jokes about it. It'll probably help him, right,
yeah,
in the long run.
I think he knows it was polarizing that he went in. Mm-hmm. I think he's got some self-awareness.
Yeah,
he knows it. He understands what people were talking about and writing about.
Yeah.
You know, personally, I had that take. I understand why he would get in eventually, mm-hmm, and I understand that it's almost just a formality. If you're the commissioner, you get in. But I don't like the idea of a standing commissioner being in. I just don't like the feeling of going to the Hall of Fame in 2 years during a lockout and being like, oh, there's Gary Bettman.
I know.
Like, right, it just isn't going to feel right.
Teemu Selanne and Dave. Oh, shoot. Excuse me.
What is with you in this Dave studio, Andrew, man?
I'm sorry.
This is not the Robert Boots podcast.
I'm sorry. Shoot.
Yeah.
Shoot.
He comes in here every week.
You know what my problem is? I'm going to tell you right now. My wife has developed a really bad potty mouth.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I'm trying to get her to set an example for my children. And
do you have rules in your house?
And she never did before, but just the last few months, she's been dropping. You know, I think we've been watching some shows that are a little colorful, and I'm not happy with her.
Are you a Narcos guy on Netflix?
Yeah, I watch that.
You see that they've come out with a new season, apparently. It's like, it's based on the Mexican cartels.
Right.
So I think that's open for business this weekend.
Yeah, that's a great show.
Lock me in. Although I'm going to the Santa Claus Parade on Sunday.
That's a tough one, man.
It's a must do, but one of my least favorite events with the kids.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work, buddy. And how old are yours right now?
It's almost like if you could time it.
Not even three.
You can time it where Santa goes by, and then it's like, there he is, kids.
Well, here's Here's the problem.
So true.
But you know, see Joe Blow from the Legion.
I know.
What's wrong with the Legioners?
Well, the kids aren't there to see.
They're not there to see Jerry and Ron from the Legion. Half in the bag.
You need? Are you going to the big one?
Yes.
You
like,
see,
we're
the
on
best.
University Avenue.
Oh,
downtown.
See, when I was in we go Unionville Main Street. It was a cute little one. You could duck into a restaurant or like a coffee shop, and then Santa shows up. You could go. You got to find the small town little parade to
Believe
do.
Believe me, I'm veteran promoting that, but I'm telling you, we're going, and it's one of those things. We got kind of hooked up here because it's a CTV operation.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave us these passes. I guess it's a public event. I don't even know what the passes are really going to give us. But it says suggested time of arrival. And I think it said 12 or 12:30. They said Santa will likely be passing around 1:30. So they want us there at 12. 90 minutes later, the big guys.
And you know what? The estimate will be off.
And it's going to be way off.
It'll be off by an hour.
They'll be there at 2:30. What am I going to do for 2.5 hours?
I think you show up at 3 and take your chances. Who cares?
Just well, miss the whole
You can't
thing.
Miss Santa. Then you're done.
There's no point going. You have to see him. You got to see the
you
big
just
guy.
You lie and you say, he might be at our house looking to see if you're good or bad. That's all you do.
No, you don't. So anyway, good seeing you,
Well,
James.
Best of luck with that.
Thanks,
because
man.
Because that brings back show, awful, please. Awful memories. The other thing, it wasn't a swear word. It was just a...
No, I think Steve's back there. He's a vet.
We caught it, right?
Yeah, he's got it. He's
yeah, we're all
He didn't do anything.
Do you want to hear...
I said shoot.
Do you want to hear the greatest prediction maybe in the history of predictions?
Yeah.
And it's mine, but...
Oh, the second assist Gauthier?
Did you see Levo's goal last night?
No, I saw your tweet last night, and I was a little confused. Like, you were very excited about the Goat getting a second
yes.
assist.
Yes, okay. But you've seen the highlight, right? You saw Levo's
yes.
goal last night?
Yes.
So you know Goat off his shaft.
Right.
And this is what I
you
predicted.
You got to turn your mic off so he doesn't have earphones on.
Yesterday at 6.05 p.m. Eastern Time, this was my prediction. I think he chips one out of his zone.
No, I think there's...
Ennis and Levo, 2-on-1.
No, I think...
Ennis to Levo, Levo shelf.
Wow.
Is that not crazy?
That's pretty good.
I'm actually impressed with myself.
He is so happy with himself.
No, that's something.
Like,
that
when I make a
happened.
Prediction, I never really bring it up after. This guy.
Dude.
Have you cut that? You need to get it cut with Joe Bowen or whatever the sound is.
Thanks. I think we might actually that. Yeah. have that. Yeah, we're going to try to put that whole thing.
That's like the last three Super Bowls. We sit there with the panel the day before, and... I've been within a point either way of the final score and got the winning call right every time.
No way.
And like Jesse Palmer and Schultze and Jabari, they're all ready to kill me, not let me. I just, total fluke.
Yeah.
But now three times in a row.
It's outstanding,
so,
isn't it?
It's
you just
best.
Feel so good about yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, I played touch. A little bit of touch.
You can call a Super Bowl game. With the best of them.
See you, boys.
All right. There he is, James Duthie of the Rubber Boots podcast and host of the panel tonight, Leafs Ducks on TSN 4.